So, thank you, Manditangi. I would now like to do something which is very important for me. We are many people, and we are all in high spirits. But it is good now if we calm down a little bit, breathe a little normally, and maybe we can do something. I think there are children outside. Is there someone who takes care that they don't become very, very loud? Maybe if they eat something, who is good with children? Yes, some cartoon, Krishna, Hare Rama. Yes, very important. I would like to welcome all of you now. I especially want to welcome the one who found this temple. I think it was the one who found our Dhananjaya Prabhu, who is with us. He sits at the end, but he glows like 10,000 suns today. Welcome, Dhananjaya Prabhu. Dear respected devotees and dear guests, it is a great pleasure to be together with all of you for the Abhishek ceremony of Srimati Radharani. And just now there was a very nice cultural program, and evening is coming, and we want to hear a little bit about Srimati Radharani and her importance in our spiritual life. I will request you to be a little attentive and to be a little bit focused now, because I would like to tell you a very secret and very confidential pastime about Srimati Radharani's divine appearance. Oops. Afterwards, I will guide you into a prayer by Rupa Goswami, which is, you could say, a guideline for all prayers. We will actually pray this on her appearance day. And then I want to kidnap you. I want to bring you to the place of Srimati Radharani's residence in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, they say that the parliament is in Nandagram, but the government is in Vashana, the place of Radharani. A little while ago, I had a visit by a professor, and I told him, "Do you know that the government of India is in Vashana and the parliament is in Nandagram?" Oh, where, and what news I can hear? Overnight it was thrown out in Delhi, and it came to Vrindavan. I said, no, this is this is the Alabeli Sakar, they say in Vrindavan. Sakar means something like government, the general assembly, and Alabeli means the government of the beautiful girl. Alabeli is beautiful girl. So I would like to tell you a little bit today from the Uttara Kanda of the Padma Purana. There was a great meeting between Lord Shiva and his dear wife Parvati. And Parvati wanted to know who is the greatest of all devotees of Krishna. And Shiva said, Radharani. She is so great. The whole world, no, the whole universe worships Krishna. Whom does Krishna worship? Radharani. And he told a fantastic story, which I would like to repeat. Once there was a great devotee of the Lord called Brishabhanu Maharaj. He was married to a very chaste
a devoted wife, and her name was Kirtida. For a long, long time, they had the desire to have the goddess, the divine goddess, as her child. They had performed many austerities in their past lives. And then, one day, it happened. It was at noon. It was the eighth day of the bright fortnight in the month of Bhadra. At that time, Srimati Radharani appeared in the blessed house of this great devotee Vrishabhanu Maharaj and his wife Kirtida. Oh, my dear devotees, all the families who lived around the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj became joyful. All their desires were fulfilled. They were so happy that they took yogurt and mixed it with turmeric and joyfully threw it at each other. I believe maybe next year we are ready to do this. The whole village was celebrating the joyful appearance of Srimati Radharani. And King Vrishabhanu was so happy that whoever came at that day on his door was given anything and everything they desired. Even beggars came to Maharaj Vrishabhanu and said, "Please don't forget my interest." And Vrishabhanu gave them. He had brahmanas there, Vaishnavas. They were musicians, professional dancers, and also poor people. It was a festival from morning till evening and throughout the night. Everyone felt so happy and grateful for this day of Radha's appearance. Now one day, it was a little later, Narada Muni, the great saint, came to the house of Vrishabhanu to have the darshan of Radha. And Vrishabhanu was extremely happy. He said, "Oh, great saint, we are so grateful that you have come and placed your feet in our house. My dear devotees, this is the dream of our lives. If we can invite a saint to come in our house, to bless our house with the dust from his feet, then our all desires will be fulfilled for sure." And Narada Muni, he had something in mind. He said, "Oh, Vrishabhanu, how is the welfare of your kingdom? Are all your citizens happy? How is your kingdom?" Vrishabhanu very humbly replied, "Because of your mercy, everything is auspicious in our kingdom." There was something in his heart which gave him tremendous pain, but he didn't want to tell it immediately. He said, "Narada Muni, wherever you go, that is a theater. Because of your grace, anyone who only sees you once gets Hari Bhakti." Narada Muni listened. He knew there was something in the heart of Vrishabhanu which gave him great pain. Then Narada Muni said, "And I heard you have a daughter." And then Vrishabhanu broke down and cried, "Yes, I have a daughter. but she has not yet opened her eyes. Since a few days, this daughter who's effulgent like molten gold is with us, but her eyes are still closed. We do not know what is with this daughter. Why does she not open her eyes? Narada Muni smiled and said, "Can I see her, please?" And Prashabhanu brought little Radharani, was very happy with closed eyes. And he brought that little girl and brought the girl in the lap of Narada Muni. When Narada Muni touched Radha, he became ecstatic. His hair stood on end. If you can imagine, he has a good bunch of hair. And it all went like, whoop, looked really very attractive. Tears were coming down his eyes like torrents. And in his heart, Narada Muni offered prayers. He said, "You are Hari Priya. You are Mahabhava Swarupini. Govinda Mohini. Krishna Prana Rupa. And Ananda Swarupa." He said, "You are dear to Hari." Yes, you are getting in the mood of Narada Muni. "You are the form of the highest love. You are the one who can fascinate and enchant even Govinda. You are the form which gives life to Krishna. And you are the blissful abode of all bliss. Bhakti comes from you and tapa. All the demigods headed by Brahma and Shiva meditate upon your lotus feet. All of Krishna's consorts, such like the gopis, but also the queens in Dwaraka, and even Mahalakshmi, the associate of Narayan, are all emanations from you only. You are known throughout the universe as the Adi Shakti, the original potency." So when Narada Muni praised the little girl, everyone was thinking, "What is he saying? She's just a little girl." Then Radha decided to mercifully reveal her full form to Narada Muni. This is a famous picture in Vrindavan. It's like this. I know it's very small. This is a sticker which I bought for 1 rupee 20 paisa. It is a very beautiful photo of Radharani. She sat first on a throne which was built with jewels. She sat in the shade of a Kalpa Viksha tree which was above her, a tree which could fulfill all the desires. And around her, she was not alone, there were innumerable gopis and sakis who were serving her in various ways. Some were holding the chamara visk and were waving it like this. Others carried a white umbrella. You must know, the white umbrella means whoever is under a white umbrella is either a king or a queen. She was covered with transcendental garments, and her forehead was decorated with designs and a glow emanated from her. So she was standing in the room. She was not covering or using her feet to take support from the ground. She just was somehow, how do you say, floating in the midair. And Narada Muni saw this most beautiful form of Radha. If you pay 1 rupee 20, I can show it to you and make some good profit on my investment. No, I'm joking. What is important is that only Narada Muni could see Srimati Radharani. No one else could see her. Because Srimati Radharani had chosen to reveal her transcendental form to Narada Muni. This is a rule in spiritual life. Only he or she whom the Lord has chosen will behold his form. And only those whom Radha has chosen will see Radharani. But Radharani chooses those who choose her. That's her law. Radharani chooses those who choose her. All the others who were there in the room and who saw how Narada Muni was getting ecstatic, showing ecstatic symptoms, his hairs going everywhere and his eyes becoming like a river of ecstatic tears. Everyone who saw Narada Muni could only see a little girl smiling and having her eyes closed. Then when Narada Muni got too much in ecstasy, he gave the little girl back to Vrishabhanu and Kirtidani. He said, "You are most fortunate because you have such a wonderful daughter." But Vrishabhanu said, "But her eyes, she does not see." "Oh, no problem," said Narada Muni. "Absolutely no problem. When her eternal Lord comes to see her, then she will open her eyes for the first time and the problem will be solved." You must know, she is most dear to Hari. Everyone who will see her or hear about her will be filled with bliss. Vrishabhanu said, "And who will be her husband?" "The supreme person, the supreme Purusha. And don't forget, he will come very soon here and you will recognize who he is by when the eyes of your little girl will open." Stop, said Parvati to Shiva. Shiva was also in ecstasy. "Stop, I have a question. My husband, I have a question. Why was Radharani's eyes closed when she came to this earth? And how did her eyes open?" Shiva said, "This is a very good question. Listen very carefully, because this narration will give you transcendental bliss." By the way, this is how Krishna Katha is. One thing leads to the next, and before you know, a whole year has passed, and you have heard, and you are still eager to hear more. Listen to this, my dear devotees, and this will give you also transcendental bliss. It was in the spiritual world when Krishna said to Radha, I want to appear. And I want you to come along with me. Radha said, no. I don't go to the material world. How can I go to a place where there's no Govardhan and no Yamuna and no forest of Braj? I will not come. Then Krishna turned around to Giriraj and said, have you heard? She wants that to come only to a place where you are. So you go to the material world. Yamuna, I order you to flow in the world. And you, the trees of Vrindavan, the wish-fulfilling trees of Vrindavan, all come and appear in Boma Vrindavan, so that my devotees on the earth can come to my sacred abode in this world, on the planet earth. Oh, said Radha, you always make such wonderful arrangements, but when I go to the world, I will see all these strange things which happen on planet Earth. I don't want to see all this. I want to see only you. Said Krishna, this is very good. You can appear with your eyes closed. And only when I come to you, I will be a little boy. We will play little girl and little boy. When I come to you, then you will feel I'm nearby, and then you can open your eyes and the first thing you see is me. Radha said, you have always the best ideas. And in this way, Vrindavan appeared here on this planet Earth, so that we can all go there and lay down or get the dust of Vrindavan on our head, the same dust where Radha and Krishna walked through. And after 1 year, Vrishabhanu and Kirtita made a beautiful festival, a birthday of Radharani, and they invited Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And Nanda and Yashoda came with the ox cart, and there was Krishna riding on top of the ox cart. Little boy Krishna, just being very blissful. And when they arrived, there was a big festival in Vashanam. So much festival. And when the grown-ups were talking about everything and more, then Krishna stole himself away, little toddler on his fore. And he came to the little bed of Radharani, who was lying there with her eyes closed. And when Krishna came close, Radha could feel it. And when Radha felt the presence of her beloved, she opened her eyes and saw Krishna, and her eyes became blue. Blue eyes, because there's a blue Lord whom he saw. This is the very wonderful explanation of Srimati Radharani's appearance in this world. Srimati Radharani is very, very important for us, because she represents, says Srila Prabhupada, the very feminine side of Krishna. See, Krishna is very stern. Before he accepts anyone, that person must be very high class, must give up everything else which is not Krishna, and surrender fully, 100% to the Lord. If we are measured by this measurement, to have given up everything according our frisura, including our frisuras, and our cars, and all the things which we don't talk about when we come in the temple. And if we have to surrender 108%, we don't have any chance. But Srimati Radharani is different. She has this compassionate nature, which is part of the, the female nature. No? When the little child comes on the lap of the father and he smells, it's already too much for the father. And then if he makes a wind, then the father has a panic. And then if he drools and something comes out of the mouth, father gives the child to the mother and says, it's too much, you know, I cannot deal with this. And the mother does not mind at all. Oh, my dear little darling boy, you look so nicely decorated today. Shows so much compassion and so much acceptance. This is a feminine nature. And Srimati Radharani also is a very much willing to overlook the innumerable mistakes. So therefore, on this day, I want to teach you a prayer to Srimati Radharani, which is described by Rupa Goswami. It's the Prarthana Padati. A Padati comes from pada, or the feet, and hati is like, an elephant. Pada hati means it moves forward like the unstoppable step of an elephant. So if you have such padati or guideline, your spiritual life will move forward. I'm thinking we could maybe close these lights. Let us see. This is much nicer, isn't it? This is good. I think you can. Can you see? If you want to understand this prayer, you have to start really with verse number 5. In the verse number 5, Rupa Goswami describes his situation. He is in Vrindavan and he has offered obeisances. And while he is offering obeisances, all of a sudden he thinks, wow, he's overcome with emotion. And he starts to roll on the ground. Where is he? On the bank of the Yamuna River. His mind is totally moved and he cries to Radharani, Vrindavaneshwari. But he doesn't tell in the beginning what's in his mind. He first glorifies Radha. You have heard this when we talked about how Brishabhanu Maharaj received Narada Muni. He didn't tell what is on his mind in the beginning. He said, oh, you are a saint. You give bhakti to anyone. So wonderful. So here Rupa Goswami first glorifies Radharani. I will read this to you. You have limbs more brilliant than pure gold. You have beautiful eyes like those of a doe. Do you know a doe? It is a female jelenka, a deer. What is it? Zirna or jelen, and your lips conquer tens of millions of moon globes. So Radharani looks more brilliant than pure gold, has these beautiful, very big eyes, and her lips are shining like 10 million of moons. She has you have garments that are like a rain cloud. You know, it is very amazing. Krishna wears a dhoti the color of gold, so that he's always reminded of Radharani. And Radharani wears a sari the color of a blue raincoat, so that she always is reminded of Krishna. When we dress so that our attention is, that the attention of people comes to us. We have an attractive new shirt. This is my Radhastami shirt. We feel like this. But Radha and Krishna want that the attention is on the other. You are the ornamental jasmine decorating the braided bun of the young gopis. It's a ornamental jasmine is a something like a round thing with jasmine flowers, and it is put here at the braid of the young girls. It means your beauty is supreme and your body is enhanced by such ornaments as celestial gems, many gems on Radharani's body. You are the guru of all the cunning ladies, the clever ladies. You are decorated with virtue and dignity, and you are surrounded by 8 beloved peers or your girlfriends. It is by you, through a stream of glance from the corner of your flickering eyes, that Krishna is bewildered. And the nectar from your red, delicious lips is the elixir of life for the son of the king of Braja. I remember a very nice pastime which I once heard. That Radha and the gopis met Krishna at a place where he was engaged in wrestling with his boyfriends. It's in Bandiravan. And Radha said, what do you do here? And Krishna says, we wrestle. And Radha says, and who wins? I always win, said Krishna. But then Radha said, no, sometimes my brother wins. Krishna said, well, this is a sport which is only for men, and I think you don't know anything about this. Then Lalita said, our Sakhi, Radha knows everything. She know. Then Krishna said, does she know wrestling? Certainly, she knows wrestling. Krishna said, can we wrestle? And Radha said, yes, I will teach you a good lesson and defeat you. So then they went off to 2 different areas. Krishna was dressed like a wrestler, and Radharani also had a wrestling sari on and was decorated very nicely. And then both of the contestants, they are called, were led to the wrestling arena. And the wrestling arena was full of all the birds of Vrindavan, and they all were chanting, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. They were all on Radha's side. So they are coming. Radha from one side, Krishna is coming from another side. And then as they are walking to the wrestling arena, Srimati Radharani throws a stream of glance, you know, a little glance like this, from the corner of her flickering eyes at Krishna. And when Krishna sees this glance and the extraordinary beauty of Radha, he begins to shiver. So Madhu Mangal, who is leading Krishna to the arena, said, "Come on, friend, show some strength." Krishna looks again to Radha, who is so beautifully dressed. And again, Radha looks at him like from the side. And at this moment, the niece of Krishna, Madhu Mangal, says, "I'm highly disappointed. You're not even entering the arena and already you're showing signs of weakness." And they go further to the arena, and Radha enters the arena and takes some earth from the ground and makes like this in Krishna's direction. And as Krishna sees how his beloved takes the earth like a perfect wrestler, you know, you'd first take the earth, he faints. And the whole of Vrindavan is in ecstasy and very loudly and lovingly shouts, "Shivati Radha Rani ki!" So this is expressed here. It is by you, through a stream of glance from the corner of your flickering eyes, that Krishna is bewildered. So then after glorifying Radha like this, our Rupa Goswami comes to this fifth verse. I have offered my obeisances and I'm rolling now on the ground and I cry to you. What is he crying about? "Although I may be an unfit offender with a crooked mind, please give me a small fragment of the valuable service. Give this to this person." Now Radharani might ask, "Well, you have just described yourself as an offender. You have just described that you have a crooked mind. And you want something which not even Brahma and Shiva have. What is your logic?" And Rupa Goswami ends this prayer with saying, "Well, there is a logic. You have a heart which is like butter, and your nature is to be very compassionate. So when you see a person like me who is so sorrowful, who is so miserable, then your heart begins to melt by the heat of your compassion, and that's your quality. See, compassion means you want to give mercy to those who are pained. And because Rupa Goswami expresses his pain, he feels Radharani, who has this quality, will certainly give him the gift. He says, "Such sorrowful person is not fit to be neglected by you, for your mind, like fresh butter, always melts by the heat of compassion."
Ambo Dambara Hamsa Malikam Divya Radna Dhyalankara Sevya Abhinava Ravi Vinda Damilotan Samalikam Divya Radna Yana Ashtabhiravivestitam Ramya bimba daram reta
chanchala kanga bangena yakuri veta keshavam doshendasu dati
Jadena tva vilutanya munatate kaku vivya kulasvanto jano Yato ti pravachi Yeah.
Oh, no.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Please sit down for just a second. We want to now conclude the festival with an aratik to Radha Kunya Bihari. We originally had the plan to kidnap you to Varshana, but you have not taken your prasadam, and you're hungry. You have not eaten, right? Not properly. You look starved. So what we will do is we will just end this beautiful Radhastami. Not end. We will, as far as the temple here, inside the temple is concerned, the temple program, we will just offer now lights to Srimati Radhika and Kunya Bihari. Maybe, I think, Amarananda, you are very aesthetically aware. You could maybe see that there is no, you know, that it's really worshipful, that everything is moved out of the way, which is in the way. It is very when you study this prayer, you will find it's a process of prayer. When Bhujang Prabhu invited me one day to come to the Radharani Lake, it's Manasarova, then he said, "I will teach you there the process of prayer to Rupa Goswami." And so we went there, and he had a printout of the same prayer which I have which we have brought today to you. And he said, "Surely someone who prays like this is listened to by Srimati Radharani." But then I said, "Well, Bhujang Prabhu, here in text 5, it seems we find the necessary qualification to speak this prayer. It's a deep eagerness." I think in our life we sometimes miss this point. Krishna consciousness only will work for you when you are eager, just like this meal which is outside. If you have no appetite and you are not eager, then you will not even think of going there. Or if you go, you will just go in a distance way. "Oh, what do they have today? Oh, no sharp plum chutney. Thank you, I'm not interested." It shows you have no appetite, really. And then a big feast is not fascinating for you, not interesting for you. You need eagerness for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, the big feast of transcendental emotions is not comprehensible for you. You are bored, and you prefer a movie to a prayer. So this is very a good chance today, where you are a little eager, at least for Krishna's prasadam. For a moment, put this eagerness to your little aratik. Pray to Radharani with some sincerity in your heart. And you must know. See Radharani's right hand, if you can just look there. It is raised. Can you see? This means it's a hand which is raised for blessings. And from this hand, everything can be given to you, what you require. You just need a little eagerness. So the way we will do this now is, the ladies will come on, well, I would say, because the bhajan group is here, on this side, maybe the ladies come on that side, you know, where you know, it's on your left-hand side. If you face the deities, they can come in a long row, and just there should be some mataji who is a little aware of things, a conscious, standing there. Maybe Audaya Chandrika, if you are there, you are a deity, a pujari. You should be there and help the devotees. Maybe you get one of your pujari assistants to put some water in the hands, and then we can have, or maybe Amarananda, would you be willing to help the devotees to get the light? We also require a place where we can put the offered candles. Is there one? Yeah. I mean, we are many, and this would be maybe a good starting point of our new temple by burning down the old one. Then, but if we don't want to do that, and I think we should not, then please be very aware. You are aware you had accidents, and you know how it feels. So please. Very aware that there is no accident. Good. So we will do this. And while you offer the lamp, please don't think, "Oh, let me do this as fast as possible."
maybe there is plum chutney so that I can take. No, please offer the light with some consciousness, with some prayer to Radha Kunya Vihari. I thank you very, very much. You were an excellent and extremely peaceful audience. Very attentive, and we had a very good devotional atmosphere. Please keep this atmosphere. And when you have offered your light, I suggest that you go out of the temple room towards the prasadam. Where is it? In the tent, I suppose. Towards the tent. You please go there. Maybe, Ananta, you can arrange already that devotees are there who welcome our hungry devotee with a blissful smile and serve them nice prasadam. Okay? So, another thing I wanted to say, I couldn't do all the many things which I had prepared because time is also there, but we have another chance to see each other tomorrow at 5 o'clock. I'm here in the temple. If you could please come and give our hearts pleasure by being here, that would be very kind of you. So, see you. Tomorrow I will tell some pastimes of Srimati Radharani because it's her festival. And I wanted to speak how Radharani met Krishna after 100 years. That's a very, very wonderful and very much to learn. Good. So, please do your candle offering. And please then take your prasadam. Please let us all fold our hands in the beginning. Please repeat. Tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhi Namami Hare Priye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Tapta Kanta Namostute Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Kalpataru Gasha Kripa Sindhu Bhareva Cha Paditanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. We will try to sing Radharani's favorite melody and don't forget to pray. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody, please. Hare Krishna.
знаки сня. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna
Everybody
Hare Krishna
Bangalashva
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama One more time, please.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Jaya Panchatattva
Asatatma Jaya Asatatma Jaya Radha Kunya Vihare Radha Kunya Vihare Se Radha Jaya Radha Kunya Vihare Radha Kunya Vihare Se Radha Jaya Radha, Kunya Vihare Radha, Vihare Se Radha. Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Radha, Jaya Se Radha. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Krishna. Paramahamsa Paravrajakacharya Ashtata Satasi Simat His Divine Grace Sila Ape Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Prem sakho si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana ki jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai Gangamai Yamunamai ki jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
And one last time, I may request you to fold your hands and chant the pranam mantra of Srimati Radharani all together. One moment.
Tapta kanchana gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhi Devi Pranamami Haribhi
One more time.
Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudidevi Pranamami. One last time. Vanta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudidevi Pranamami Hare Vye. Shrimati Radharani Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Can you see when we make Shrimati Radharani so much the object of our worship, then we feel so blissful. During one day in a year, she is very, very, very much inclined towards her devotees. And if we, Prabhupada says, if we come to her sincerely on this day, I'm praying, oh Shrimati Radharani, I may be not qualified, but please talk to me about, talk about me to your Krishna. And Krishna will immediately accept when someone is recommended by Shrimati Radhika. Thank you all very much for attending and celebrating Radhastami so nicely. And now please, you must take enough prasadam. Hare Krishna.